With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran-backed Houthis are entering the month-long war and could further threaten shipping.
A Yemen Houthis entry to the war could further hurt global supply routes targeting vessels in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait off the Red Sea. Ahmed Naghi, a senior Yemen analyst at the International Crisis Group, says if the Houthis increase attacks on commercial shipping, as they have in the past, it would further push up oil prices and destabilize all of maritime security. Naghi adds the impact would not be limited to the energy market. Countries have scrambled for alternative routes to the Strait of Hormuz. Bab el-Mandeb, at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, is crucial for vessels heading to the Suez Canal through the Red Sea. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
Performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
Senator Lankford made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. There's a new crypto mortgage offering in the works.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home & Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
Tiger Woods is out of jail and headed for more uncertainty. The first step are legal issues stemming from his Friday arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence after a car crash in Florida. Authorities said they determined he was impaired by medication and Woods was jailed and later released on bail. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals that men and women have different moral codes.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorneys general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go out after state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They're hoping to have friendly attorneys general while more in filing lawsuits against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Democrat plans to prosecute ICE agents. More on the story from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules 6-3 in that officers are generally shielded from civil liability unless prior case law makes the unlawfulness of their actions, quote, beyond debate. Some court watchers say that potentially undermines Democratic plans to prosecute ICE agents if they regain power.
Democrat leaders have vowed to prosecute agents and other federal officers, with some states advancing laws to facilitate such actions. President Trump has signed a promised executive action to pay TSA employees after a bid to end the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security abruptly fell apart in Congress. The president signed the action Friday with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports. Agents could see their paychecks as early as Monday. More details at srnnews.com.